So you want to be an expert. Maybe it's in social media, potentially digital marketing. Maybe it's just marketing or business as a whole. We're going to talk about the crazy path to expertise in just a moment. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited to talk about this today because I remember, oh gosh, especially 6 years ago when I started my businesses and I was feeling that desire to be excellent. Have you ever felt that? Just that like deep burning passion, that desire so badly to not only know all the things, but to know all the things you don't know and you don't even know what questions to ask or where to start. And it becomes frustrating because you find yourself down rabbit holes all the time. You start searching on how to blog, and before you know it, you're learning about SEO and black hat marketing, and you're starting to wonder. It's intense, isn't it? See, I remember that feeling of like longing and that desire to get to mastery, that desire to know all the things. One of the worst feelings sometimes, and I'm going to say sometimes because I'm going to break some things down that are really powerful game changers. But one of the most frustrating things can be when someone else brings something up and you talk about it a little bit and they highlight how little you know. Has anyone ever had that happen? First and foremost, I can't stand when people do that. I think that it's a destroyer of happiness. I think it's so not fair to others. But none of us want to be in that situation where we're sharing value or supporting other people and someone else comes in and swoops in and reminds you how much you don't know. Okay, we're going to talk about this amazing continuum of growth. And a lot of people call it, you know, the learning graph or the learning curve. There's different ways to explain this. But basically, there's a crazy learning curve that happens, and it's not what most people think. Most people think that it's shaped kind of like maybe like a part of a bell or an S curve. The crazy thing is, learning is not an S curve shaped process. No. It is not even close to that. There's a whole section of learning on the path to becoming an expert, on the path to mastery, that most people don't ever talk about. And that is, as you start to learn, you get to a place where you think that you know everything. And this is well before mastery. Have you ever had this happen? Like you learned a little bit about a topic and you suddenly felt super, super powerful. It's almost like this false sense of security or false sense of confidence. And most people reach it usually in the first couple years of starting their business or starting their skill set. I have never seen anyone more confident than someone who is on the top of that, like that false plateau, me included. I thought I knew everything about marketing. I thought I was so smart. And I had, you know, gone down those rabbit holes and studied things. But what most people don't tell you is that shortly after this false confidence, that security that you know everything, which, spoiler alert, you don't, there's a massive pit of despair. Now, not everybody goes through the pit of despair. Some people stay on top of that false security. It's almost a place of like having no idea how much they don't know. And it's a fascinating effect. You can actually look it up. It's called Dunning-Kruger. And the Dunning-Kruger effect is so fascinating because oftentimes people have learned about something for a couple years or they stop their desire for excellence. They stop that pursuit, that desire for mastery. They stay on that false plateau of confidence. Now, the reason that I love learning about this is because it is almost always within that false plateau of confidence where people stay there criticizing others. It is rarely someone who's gone through the rest of the journey of growth and learning and mastery and excellence. It is rarely the people who have gone on the actual journey that will criticize you. It's usually people in the Dunning-Kruger effect, standing there thinking that they know everything when they've just learned some of it, maybe 5%, 10%, 1%. But the beautiful thing is, in that pit of despair, which many people avoid, we feel that gut-wrenching feeling, that desire to learn everything, to know what you don't know, to find out all the things, and you find yourself going down rabbit holes of learning. Maybe you've bought too many books or too many programs. You watch all these YouTube videos about education and information in your space all the time. Congratulations. If you have felt that pull to mastery, if you have experienced that false plateau of education and information, and then you feel that pit of despair, I have good news. You are on the journey towards mastery. Now, the journey towards mastery and expertise, it takes everyone a different amount of time. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all journey. I'm somebody that likes to learn things as fast as I can, so that's part of the reason why I've prioritized learning and reading books a lot. I do that quite a bit instead of, let's say, going out for, you know, happy hour with friends, or I do that instead of, you know, I don't even know what people do for hobbies. I have like some silly hobbies in my house, but I've replaced a lot of those hobbies with learning and growing because I want to shorten that process. I want to get through it as fast as I can. But I'm going to share one thing that's really beautiful, because you start to experience an up-leveling of skill set. It's gradual. It happens over time. It happens with experience. It happens with failing. I have to be so clear about that. If someone hasn't failed, they haven't experienced the pit of despair and that slow trek towards actual mastery and excellence. But what's amazing is sometimes when people express the other side, the swing of the pendulum, when you do get to mastery, they say that that's where you know everything. And I want to disagree with that completely. In fact, I would say that most likely many people would say that I'm an expert or a master in many areas of marketing. But what's beautifully humbling, in my opinion, is that when you get to a place of, by most accounts, you're in a place of expertise, mastery, you realize that you're never going to know everything. You realize very quickly that no one knows everything. I would argue that after you go through that superficial high, that excitement of feeling like you know everything, going through the pit of despair, experiencing that experience, growth, the failures, learning things the hard way, seeing things firsthand, secondhand, experiencing them, and growing consistently into mastery, I have to say that it is wonderful to realize that you're never going to know everything. It's not possible. It's okay to not know everything. I think mastery is about going through that experience and becoming very comfortable that you're not always going to know the answer. And it's okay to say, I don't know. And it's okay to let someone else share an opinion that's different than yours. And it's okay to not put yourself into a place where you're in an echo chamber only hearing the exact same experiences and information that you've learned. Now, this does take, I will be honest, this was hard for me to embrace. It took some growth in kind of understanding that it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be criticized. It's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay to say, let me get back to you on that. Those things can seem so intimidating when we're on the journey of growth. And there were many times where, like, I was quickly Googling the answers to things while on a discovery call because I did not want to be the person who didn't know the answer. That was so stressful to me. I didn't want people to realize that I was an imposter and I didn't have everything figured out. But the further I get from that pit of despair, the more experience I have under my belt, the more that I realize that it is very rarely the people who reach mastery, expertise, excellence that will criticize you without having your best interests in mind. What I mean by that is, do you sometimes get criticism from experts? Once in a while. In fact, just this past week, I was criticized by someone who I've looked up to for before I was even a business owner. And you know what? And I'll share this at some point. It was done with love. It was done with an understanding of where I want to continue to progress to. It's okay to accept that criticism from people who have your best interests in mind. But the people who come down on you, trolling, saying you know nothing, saying you must be an idiot, I can't believe clients stay with you, those are not the people who have achieved mastery. I have yet to ever meet someone who has achieved mastery that speaks to beginners or people on the journey unkindly. I have not seen that. Could it exist? For sure. But very rarely are you going to find a master who talks down to people who are continually growing. And that was one of the biggest things I learned. Most of the time, the people who are the most vocal critics are the people who are stuck in the false plateau, that false confidence of Dunning-Kruger, thinking that they know everything, thinking that they're super talented, but really they've only learned 5 or 10% of what it takes to become a master, or sometimes even less. This was an amazing realization for me, and I wanted to share this today because I know a lot of times that hunger, that desire to be an expert, that desire to have mastery, where you can look at a business and identify, here are all the things that we could do, here are all the possibilities, and have a level of, you know, control and confidence over what you're creating and putting together. It takes time, but the fact that you have that hunger and that desire to grow, it tells me a lot about who you are. It tells me you're on a great journey. So embrace that beautiful feeling of not knowing everything, being okay with not knowing everything, but then get hungry and start looking for answers, start looking for solutions, start looking for strategies. I hope this episode has served you. I think this was a really fun timing. I think it was meant to reach certain people. If you are in a place where you're looking to grow in your business and you work with clients and or in an agency and you'd like to scale, you might be ready for my next step, which is my mentorship program, The Social Click. Head on over to Click for Life, that's CLIQUEFORLIFE, clickforlife.com. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.